Okay, Rabosai, shalom. It's good to see everyone again. Okay, today is our fourth shiur in our series of four in Inyanei Mikvos. And today, I'd like to discuss the building of the contemporary mikvah. In other words, till now we've been discussing the mikveh Amayan Yesodos and the Zechila and Shuvim. Now let's get to the contemporary mikvah. Well, we discussed some parts of contemporary mikvah, but now, okay, this is the story. So basically like this. If I want to build a mikvah, so we said you can use mikvah, make geshamim, make mayan, etc. So what's the challenge of the mikvah? You have, like the Shechter said, you dig a pit and it rains, and that's it. You have your rainwater, so marash. You know, So the challenge of the contemporary mikvah is that the contemporary woman has standards of hygiene. And the Mela, she will not want to go in a mikvah where rainwater, and it was used by 100 ladies prior to her. You know, like Rav Nachum Rosenberg said, in the Satmar mikvah in Williamsburg, 150 ladies per night. 150 ladies per night. So the mikvah is not going to look too clean at the end. So we have our rainwater, and that's great, or our mayan water. But if we don't have a way of getting the water fresh supplies, then it's not going to go anywhere. There's one mikvah. I remember when the Vishnitsa Rebbe passed away a couple of years ago. There was an obituary in the New York Times to the Vishnitsa Rebbe. Rabbi Willa called me about this because they made one paragraph about his mikvah in Bnei Brak. He only allows rainwater. So the old Vishnitsa to mikvahs, Rav Nachum Rosenberg said to me, was that it would get changed like every year. I mean, so that wouldn't, you know, that's not a necessarily the most prudent way of. So we have to have a way of getting fresh supplies. So in that mikvah in Bnei Brak, they have a lot of stored rainwater. I mean, now they do it, if not Rosenberg says, like every week they get a new, they have an otsa full of rainwater. But most people aren't going to do like that. In other words, and it's not going to rain enough every week to get you a new, or every day to get you a new mikvah. So if you clean away the mikvah, you know, that's it. So then you get down a lot of kavana, you know. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get a new mikvah. So what we need to do is somehow get the fresh water. So how do we do this? So there are two main mahalchim how to do this. And I'll show you the pictures from Rav Yirmiyahu Katz's Sefer on page 38 and 39. One way of doing it is through Hashaka, which means like this. Look on page 38 and 39. Page 38 first. The Sefer Mikvah Mayim from Rav Yirmiyahu Katz of Brooklyn. Basically like this. You have two cavities of water. Two cavities, Aleph and Beis. You see in the picture, Aleph and Beis. Aleph is where the person is going to go in, bays is where there's going to be the rainwater going in. So the rainwater is going to come in through the pipe, dalet, and it's going to be settling in bays. And you have your 40 saw of what? Of rainwater. But no one's going in there. No one's going into bays. No human being is going into bays. Bays is rainwater staying there. Aleph is where the Mayim Sheuvim, the tap water, you're going to turn on the faucet. Vav is the faucet. You see the faucet there? You're going to turn the tap on the faucet, and you're going to fill up. You're going to do, there's going to be hamshacha, right? We discussed hamshacha. It's going to go. So this way, it could maybe midaraisa to get rid, as Rav Gutman pointed out, the din of shuvim. It's going to go into aleph. So you're going to have tap water in aleph, rainwater in beis, and the whole gimel, the nekev of shoferes hanod, is where the two waters will meet. The two waters will meet, and through what we call hashaka, and that's the Mishnah here on the first page, Erev Mikvaos Kishroferes Hanod. That you combine Mikvaos Kishroferes Hanod, which is two fingers. The poskim, I think I heard from Rav Chaim Kalman Klein, Mikra Din is like two fingers, or Rav Trigger 2 inches. Rav Trigger 2 1/4 inches. But Rav Klein said to me, he makes the hole 3 inches, 3 inch diameter. So this way, if some cement got in there, it's blocking. So you always want to go make the hole a little bigger. So just in case, something got in there, you'll still have the shear. Rav Nochum Rosenberg, he does 4 inches. Okay. He just told me an unbelievable story, Rav Nochum Rosenberg. There was a mikveh that a man was going there, I guess, in the morning, maybe for davening or something like that. And he also wanted to be tovel a kli. So I know Rabbi Borhan always says in the West Side, in his mikveh, he doesn't want people to be tovel kalim, because he could drop something in the mikveh, and then who knows what, you know. So this guy, this is what happened. This guy wanted to be tovel himself in the mikveh, and he also had a knife that he wanted to be tovel. Okay. So while, I guess when he was tovel himself, where's he going to put the knife? So you know where he put the knife? He put it in the neck of Hashaka. He put it in the neck of Hashaka, and then he was tovel. Sure enough, he forgot about the knife. And lo and behold, in the evening when the woman came, she saw there was a knife in the neck of Hashaka. So the whole question, so it happens to be, Rav Nachum told me that he made that mikveh, so he does the 4 inches, so then he didn't have to worry that the knife is going to be memayit the shear, because it already was a berevach. But just a story that he just told me the other day. So that's a standard way of, now what happens? What do you do over here? Every day, at the end of the day, after the so many women were tovelas, so then you suction out all the, you plug up the hole, you suction out the water, sort of like a vacuum cleaner, it suctions out, you dry it, and then tomorrow you have a fresh supply of mayim sheuvim, which are going to be hushak there. And then you start fresh every day, or as often as you're going to do it, to maintain the hygiene of the mikveh, and therefore everything will be okay. You know, in a kelim mikveh, so they just have a lot of kelim mikveh just have the megishamim, because say the knives, the forks, they're okay. They don't complain so much about the hygiene. But al pidin, like Rav Shacht always says, the make a mikvah for kelim is the same standard of make shaman as a mayim shanida tovelisman. Ach made dida yischata mayim shanida tovelisman. But the only difference is that the kelim, you know, will be meichel the hygiene, and the women won't. Okay. So this is a standard way. So that's the way you accomplish this idea. Yeah.
And how often do they have to change the?
As often as what?
The
bays they keep there. You know that's long term. You know, sure every once in a while they can change, but you know that's. That's, you know, you want to be their stay. We'll talk more.
Even though it gets mixed with
we'll talk. Yeah, exactly.
How often do you have to check the bar shaka for, like, zofa or something like that? For cracks?
Yeah, I mean, if you see there's a reisa, then, but there's a chazaka, I don't know.
You don't ever have to check to make sure there are.
I mean, every, just anything in life, you have people who are going to come and check, you know, because. If you don't check, you know, every mikveh needs upkeep, whatever the Rav HaMashir will want, but you want to make sure there's no zechila, you want to make sure there's, you know, there are mikvos that have been puzzled for years and years and years. So Nachum Rosenberg has all the horror stories I don't know if we'll have time to tell all the horror stories, but they're horror stories. You know, just very simple. He told me a story from out of town, from a place that somehow there was a miscommunication, and they didn't realize that they had to do the hashaka. So they just it was plugged up, and they had the tap water come in, and they never did a hashaka. They never did a hashaka. So the saving grace is that, you know, as one of the Rabbanim pointed out, we always let, like even the tap water, look here, we don't let the tap water come in from Vav directly into the mikvah, we do a hamshacha. Right, so even though Shuvim Shem Shichu Kula is still a psul, but Lemaisa, as Rabbi Gutman pointed out, according to some, it'll take it out from a Doraisa to a Rabban.
Why do we do hamshacha from the rainwater? It's Oshei. Like
we always want to do hamshacha, because you know what? You can mess up on the rainwater also. I think I mentioned last time there was a base keyboard on the roof by mistake. It wasn't supposed to whatever, but it was a base keyboard, and all the rainwater was really shuvim. So you can mess up in all areas. There's no limit of how much you can mess up here. You know, so at least we'll always do these hamshachas, so to get things, Yechiel?
Is there a shear for how long the shmear has on it?
Meaning it's the shneyat zbos, which we said, is either maybe two inches.
Yeah, that's not tall.
But how?
The wall is the size of the wall. And the water has to come, and the water comes together.
Is there anything different about the first time that you fill the mikvah in the war hashem?
What do you mean?
Like, is the first time that olive, that war olive is filled, is it filled with make shaman the first time, or is that
No, it's filled with mayim shuvim, what we consider mayim shuvim.
And then you take out the plug once they're.
Yeah, right.
How does hamshacha? What is the benefit of hamshacha?
Hamshacha takes away, according to certain shitas, hamshacha takes away the din of shuvim. It's just that the Shulchan Aruch pastens is only if you have rov kosher, then miyat hamshacha, then it could be okay. This question of shuvim shim shukul, whether that works or not, that's we assume that it doesn't. But So if Gutman pointed out, some say that at least it takes down from the Doraisa to make a Darabona. Yeah.
Isn't it a matter of cleanliness still if, you know, there's a 4-inch hole with that dirty, mucky rainwater coming into the clean?
Yeah, well, most don't want it. That's Nachum Rosenberg is the 4-inch hole. I'm not going to have time to explain all his sheet is about the 4-inch hole. That's why Rav Gutman wants to say, you know, have 3-inch dafka, don't make it 4 inches, because you don't want to make it, you don't want to make it so. But you're right, it's still gonna, you know, they're still transferring, and it's, you know, obviously it's still cleaner. The first 10 ladies who get to go to the mikveh per night is going to be cleaner than, you know, if you're in the satmar mikveh, then lady 140 and 145 for the night.
Once you do that, and then you can close it up again.
Oh, so that's the question. So now that you mentioned it, so we'll talk. So what's the din by hashaka? Is hashaka a chad pa'ami thing? Once you did it with hushak one time, then it converts? Or do you have to have a hashaka even b'shas the tvila? So this is known as the suffix of Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted in the Shach, looking at Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's good to see Rabbeinu Yerucham inside. Parenthetically, Rabbeinu Yerucham, the official name of the Sefer, is Toldos Adam Lechava. This is Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum. You ever hear of Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum? Nobody heard of him. He was the librarian here from 1948 to 1998. We were very close. He, even after the years that he was an Alta Yid from Europe, you know. He remembers, he told me once in Warsaw, he remembers he was there by the mikveh, the PSS, the Ish Kodesh. Al himself was in the mikveh, and he was waiting for him, so he shouldn't be alone, you know. So for him, it was real people. It wasn't, you know. So the name of this, I was once looking for the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the library, so I didn't, you know, I'm a card catalog person, so where do you look it up? So he said, look at him on the Tuf. Tuf? Yeah, because that's the name of the Sefer, Toldos Adam Mechava, that he divided his all the mitzvahs into Adam mitzvahs and Chava mitzvahs. So this is a Chava mitzvah. So he says like this: Shnei mikvos echad nokov. Page seven. Shnei mikvos. First, a note. So you have two mikvos. Minister Hanekev, Nistapku, Echad Shov, I think you say. Echad Shov, Echad Kosher, Nikuvim Zelazem, first, a note. Nistam Hanekev. Niskapu and Mefarshim Nishar Hashov Behechshero, or Kavin Shenistam Hanekev Choser Lepisulu Kibetchila. Kodesh Shenisakev Der Hanekev Makasher. Viesh Mefarshim the Kavin the Huchshop Hamachashuvena Choser Lepisulu. So this is the Rabbeinu Yerucham Niskapu Hamefarshim. Whether you need Hashaka Chad Ta'ami is sufficient, or you need to make sure that the neck of Hashaka is open when the person is in the mikveh. Because if you had a Hashaka Chad Pa'ami and then you just closed it up when the, you know, someone was in the shir before, they said to me, oh, I thought it's closed up. So my response was, see, for the men, when we go to the mikveh, so they always usually close up the neck for the men. Because for the men's tefillah, it's not, you know, it's not big stuff here. You know, it's not karis. We're not, you know. So they close the neck here because they don't want to cause the waters to. We'll speak of more misari for the men. The men is a chumrah, you know, minhug and erev Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, you know. But for the woman, it's a shiloh v'nissa karis. So for the women, it's always open. But this person who was asking me this, obviously he's a man, so when he went to the mikveh, he always saw, so he thought that that's the way it always is. So I told him, no, that the minhag is that we keep it open. And this is because the shach here in Kuf Yud Beis, on page 8, That's normative practice. The horror stories that they didn't even do the chad pa'omi in the horror stories. You understand, for whatever mistakes that were made. But that's normative. That the nekev is, you see, even though for men, Mikra Din, for Takanis Ezra, you know, men's, what's called a men's mikvah, like some of the shtiblo, it could be Maim Shuvin, a men's mikvah. In other words, some men are machmir, especially in Hasidic circles, they go to the mikvah every morning, so that could be Maim Shuvin. And to be Yotzei Takanis Ezra, even for those who are still machmir, that a Valkeri shouldn't daven or learn, so they go to the mikvah, so that could be even, but those that want to be machmir, like Rabbi Willick said over Salvechik, he's thought that for Yom Kippur, it's Tara, so you want to have real, you know, real mikvah, not just a heter tefillah, you want to have a real Tara, which Shuvim is not going to create a real Tara, so it's going to heter tefillah for Takanas Ezra, so then you want to have a, you know, with a Hashaka, so. But even that, we don't go, like, at least in the Broyes here or some others, they don't, you know, maybe some communities they do, but they do the Hashaka Chad Pa'ami for the men, for the Tara, is good enough, you know, but this Chumrah that we're following to keep Tov Achmel Hatila for the women, keep it open for the women. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins really, that all you need is Hashaka Chad Pa'ami. I'll take a second. Look at Nun Beis on page 8. That's the psak of the Mechaber. He says, And then he says, Afilu Rega Nisha La'ola Bech Shero Afilu Nistam Hanekev Achakach. So that's the Mechaber Shita. But the minig is to be machmir for because the shach, you know, is machmir.
How would pond not even work? I don't understand. You're closing up any access to the rainwater. It's all my children now. Why would
No, all the water connects. It's all rainwater now.
In other words,
but it's closed off.
Well, it's so slowly. In other words, you had the rainwater. We saw the picture. The rainwater, the tap water, the hole in between. You take out the hole. Water's touch. Converted, and now go back.
He just touched.
It's more like Kol Shidu rather than Kol Yisaya. No, it's like turning it into a Mayan. It's like a Kol Shidu at this.
No.
What difference if I just pour a little bit of rainwater in? I take the tube and I put it into the Mayan Shulvim, and then I, you know, and what is that? And put the Silom in the mikvah. What difference if I put the Silom directly in the mikvah, where I have this
Silom of what?
From the roof of rainwater.
You want it to go directly into the mikvah?
Yeah, and just put a kosher and then close that. Why wouldn't that work?
The reason why is because you want to change it every day. It's good for cleanliness. You want to change it. You want to change the water. So this way, if you could do hashaka, then we have the tap water. We have the tap water. Tap water, we can put fresh tap water every day. Do a hashaka. And then tomorrow, get rid of the old tap water and bring new tap water in. And we're good. If you just have rainwater, that's why I started the shiur. If we just have the rainwater, then it's going to get dirty after a certain amount of time, and then you know.
Yeah, but let's say it's replaced every day, the mikvah water, the tap.
Yeah, because tap water you can replace. You can't replace rainwater every day.
I put a kosher rainwater in there every day.
You need 40 saw to do hashaka. 40 saw of rainwater.
The parallel tip is 40 saw.
Right.
Yeah, but then it touches it, and then...
Yeah. What
did
you
want to
say?
I think we're going to leave it open the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, let's say between women, would they close it? Is it okay to close it up? Between... I mean, I don't pay to do so, but...
No, it doesn't pay to do so.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, if you did, it doesn't matter. There's no difference.
No, women should be, you know... Sometimes they say that maybe they tell sometimes the first woman of the night... To do it, but no, we don't tell women, oh, when you come out of the mikvah, put it back in, and no. That's all. That will only cause problems. That only cause problems. In some mikvahs, they tell the first woman of the night maybe
why,
to.
Why the first woman?
Because it's already, because there's a plug-in. Because when they took out the old water, put in the new water, so they want to keep the, you know, the rainwater. They don't want anything for the rainwater to stay. So they do a hashaka, a new hashaka on the.
But the other, if let's say that it was closed, would be
like the shach. So the shach says lachatila. I mean, the mechaber sheet is that it's kosher. The mechaber sheet is kosher.
Even the
shach
says it's kosher.
Yeah, lachatchila. Yeah, the let me just tell you a little bit. There is a beautiful sefer in Mikvos, probably the best sefer in Mikvos. It's not a contemporary; it's an old sefer. The Gedulei Tara. So the Gedulei Tara. He has a tshuva, page 10 and 11. You know, he's from the old, you know, he's not a contemporary, the old school from Chassid Sofer or that time, or before I was told. So he has a tshuva about Shov Shemitaren Osoli De Hashokim in Manekav Sarklios Pasuk Vishas Tvi Lolo. So it's a beautiful tshuva. So he says, he thinks that it's poshut to him. Again, he's from the Kadmonim. He's the one who was matir city water. That he holds the city water. So his that tshuva, you know, even though you know, But you know, when you hear the horror stories, you can maybe think in the back of your mind that you know you always have this Gedulei Tara, because a lot of the tap water is through usually everything's mechuber mishamish hakarka mechuber lakarka, etc. So he says like this. He says, what's the svara that hashaka chad pa'ami could work. What's the he says like this. So there is a concept in halacha that something's tummy, you bring it to the mikvah, right? So today only people go to the mikvah. You know, bizman habayis that if a woman sat on this chair, she was a nida, so now it's tummy, so it's going to be a big problem. Someone else is going to sit on it, and the tummy, now I want to eat kachim, you know. So they brought their chairs to the mikvah, they brought their shirts to the mikvah, everything had to go to the mikvah, right? When they were living in the world of Taros, right? Everything had to go to the mikvah. But one thing you can't retire in the mikvah. Ochlin and Mashkin. You can't retire in the mikvah. Whereas if your donut is Tomei, so you can't be toivel the donut in the mikvah. It doesn't work. There's no tara in the mikvah. There's only one thing that there's tara in the mikvah for, and that's mayim tameim. That's the Mishnah in Beitza. That if you have mayim tameim, so you can submerge the cup of water under the mikvah, and the mayim goes over it, and it's nitar. That's called Zriya. There is a din that if you have a seed that's Tomei and you plant it in the ground and it sprouts, so Panim Chadosh is Bolokat. And therefore it's Tomei. Zriya is a Matahir. So the Rosh was Mechadesh. The Rosh was Mechadesh that when you do Hashaka, Kishofer Sanod, that's like Zriya, and it's good. If you want to read the whole thing, the Tshuvas HaRosh on page 5, it's in the Rosh, you know, maybe we're not going to have time to see everything inside, but so that's the Rosh HaSvara. Just like Mayim Tameim, you put it, you submerge in the mikveh, it's nizra in the mikveh, you take it out, it's finished. You don't have to keep it in the mikveh, you take it out of the mikveh, now it's tar. So the same thing, you did a hashaka chat ta'ami, that's a dinzriya, fartik. So that's the Shulchan Aruch's psak, that's the Truvas HaRosh, that's the Rosh. So what do the others hold? So the Gedulei Tara says he doesn't think it's right. Meaning he's arguing with the Rosh. You know, he's from the Kadmon. He takes on whoever he wants to take on. He's not known to see his ponim here. He says no. He says to him, Zriya, and the Shecho says from Kasav Sofer, a little different. He says, Zriya is only if you Zoreya something in it, or with the water, it's submerged. But Zeh B'tzad Zeh, that's not Zriya. So he says, the whole Zriya, he doesn't think applies if it's going to be Hashaka Zeh B'tzad Zeh, and it's not really being submerged in the water. So how does it work then? That Avi Mikvos Kishor Feres Hanod. How does it work? So he says it works. Is that it's you mechuber to the mikvah. Rav Shechta says Rav Chaim, but he says you mechuber to the mikvah, and you mechuber to the mikvah, and the mikvah is a heft of tara, and you mechuber to the mikvah, memel yitar. But Eibazay, once you're no longer mechuber to the mikvah, then it goes back. Because it's not a matahir like Zriya. Zriya is a matahir. So if you hold that the neck of Betzad Zeh is a din Zriya, what the Rosh said, then it's okay. So that's Gufa that Gedulei Tara says. He thinks it is the Nakuda here. And he thinks Misvara, or whatever rise he has, he thinks that Zeh Betzad Zeh really should not be called Zriya. Therefore, he thinks Lahalacha, it should be Li'ikuva, that the hole should be open. Not just Dover Lechatchila or something like that. So it's a beautiful truth. All his truths are beautiful. Everyone.
Although he would still say if it would happen in one of our mikvahs, it'd be okay because, you know.
If what?
Although he would still say if this would happen in one of our mikvahs.
In our mikvahs, yeah, because he has the other truth. He has the other truth that we really don't need, but that's okay. But that truth we're not allowed to, say. By the way, if you want to see the Mishnah in Beitzah, is here on page 9, where he speaks about Matarin Samayim B'Kli Evan. And Rashi, there, Mashikin Samayim, and Rashi explains that Mayim Nitmu'u, and you put it in a Kli, and you submerge it in the mikvah. Okay? So that is, yeah. Yechiel?
You did a shakul with the
Yusha. There is a whole discussion. I wrote an article, you can look in the Kol Tzvi many years ago, Rav Zevin, not Rav Zevin, Rav Tolushkin, Hushak L'mushak. Okay, but you can look. Hushak L'mushak. Okay. Yeah. So that's one type of. So that's the Hashaka of Mala. Then there's another model. That's page 39. Here, and that's the Zriya Mal.
Does anyone say that Hashaka doesn't work? Because all these people spend millions of dollars in having both all these pits.
Yes!
Okay.
I mean, the Hashaka Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you, my friend.
Okay.
I'll tell you, my friend. I wasn't gonna mention it because we're limited in time, and you know, and it's not la halacha because the Shulchan Aruch says it does. But since you asked me, I will tell you, my dear friend, that there are kama v'kama rishonim that say that the whole thing does not work. You want to see? Page 4 is the Tshuvas Harid. He writes beferish. Hashaka kishoferes hanod does not matar shuvim b'chlal, even when it's open. Page 4, Shuvas Harid. So Tshuvas Arid, you'll say to me, like Rav Shechter says, you want to give a chabura, you quote a Tosas Arid, because he says always the Mechudish take away. So, you know, the Ramban quotes an opinion which he says Ein Zeh Nachon on page 3. But if I don't have time now, but you look in my article in the Kol Tzvi, I gave a chabura in the Kol Elyon once, and the people point out, if you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, those the two big Rishonim lahalacha, they never have a concept of Shofaris Hanod Metar Shuvim. What about the Mishnah, the first Mishnah? No, that Mishnah is talking about two mikvahs chaseros, that you want to be ma'arv, 20 son, 20 son. There's Shofaris Hanod, you want to make it one mikvah. Gevaldik. So you ask me, are there any Rishonim hold doesn't work? The answer is, Tosfos says Beferish. The Rambam and the Ravid, I don't think say Beferish, but if once you know about the, and Rav Yirmiyahu Katz discusses this in a Sefer, these opinions, but if you look through the Balei Nefesh, in all the cases, he always learns it by a mikvah chaser with the Shofar Sanod. But Lamaisa, my dear friend, in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't even make it as a Yesh Omrim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch became our conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom, Shulchan Aruch, that it's Vatahir, Kishwafar Sanon, even Shuv.
But conventional practice is to make sure we're Machmir and Abiyah Pit also.
Is to make sure that.
That we have the Zriya Pit also.
Wait, I didn't even discuss Zriya yet.
Okay.
You're 5 steps ahead of me.
Okay.
You just asked me about, does anyone say Hashaka doesn't work? Because there's no Beferish Mishnah, because the Mishnah of Shofar Sanod could be interpreted as two mikvos that are kosher, they're just chaser, and have to be combined together.
Okay.
Next is Zriya. So that's page 39. So Zriya, the way you do it by Zriya, is like this. First, you get you see hay, there's a pipe hay, the rainwater comes in, okay, and then you do a hamshacha, and the rainwater comes into base, right, in the pool of base is the rainwater. Good. Now, instead of taking water and putting it directly at the Bor Tevila, and they're going to meet in the middle, what you do is you have the tap water, which is called Shuvim, come in from the same direction. So now you're going to turn on the faucet after the rainwater's in. After the rainwater's in. You're going to turn the faucet on, Gimel, and it's going to go through Dalet, and it's going to go into Beis, but Dafka after the 40 saw of rainwater is there, and then it'll pour into Zion. So you did a Zriya, because it's mamish in the on top of the rainwater, and then flows into the other pit. And this is the waters mamish got mu'uruf together, and then it flows over, and that's Zriya. And the old school mikvos were one or the other. Either had a shaka or Zriya, the Chasam Sofer's mikvah was the Zriya. The Chazanish was a big Zriya person. He wasn't into Hashaka. Zriya, just do Zriya. Yeah.
Rebbe, what did you require instead of going? What do you need it to go under base? What do you need the tap water to go like somehow?
No, in other words, the tap water is going to go in.
Right, and then it overflows.
And
right?
It'll overflow through that hole, Zion.
But don't we require going under for Zriya?
Whenever you pour water in, it's going to goes in.
Right.
Yeah, is it a problem with Zechila?
Oh, so
it's above the 40. You have to hold that above the 40 is okay.
So Harabad Winnick asked, how does this work? Isn't this classic Zechila? So this question was asked in the Igros Moshe. See, you could have been in the Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe, what page? Help me. Page 35. Shuva written to Rav Ruderman, the Rosh Hashim of Nei Yisrael. Asked this kasha. In the name of his student, Rav Nochem Rabinovich, from the Rosh Hashiva today of Male Adumim, Rav Nochem Rabinovich. I once asked Rav Nochem Rabinovich the history of this this tshuva. He said when he was the Rav in South Carolina, they were building a mikveh, so and he had to figure out which way to do it. And so he asked his Rebbe, and his Rebbe asked Rav Moshe this question. And again, we can give 2 hours of shiurim on this question, but let me suffice it for the purpose, because I still have other things that I want to cover here today. Rav Moshe's answer was, Rav Shech always says, what are you bothering me? It's a Beferish Mishnah, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, that if you have Mayim Mei Geshomim, you Mamale Bekosef, and it rolls over into the next mikveh. So Zriya, you see, we said before, you know, Hashaka is not really a Mishnah, because even the Mishnah of Shofar Tanod could be only by Chaser. But Zriya is a Beferish Mishnah. Zriya is a Beferish Mishnah. So it's good. So the same kasha. So when Moshe says Al Korcha, it's good, because the Mishnah says it's good. So what's the answer in Lamdus? So in Lamdus, Rav Moshe said that Zechila is only a psul in the Maisa Tevila, but it's not a psul in the Shein Mikvah. That's the Lamdus Shahadar. So therefore, no one's going in while you're doing it. That was Rav Moshe's. In other words, Zriya has to be good, because it's a Beferish Mishnah. Hashak is not a Beferish Mishnah. I mean, according to some Rishonim who learned that Mishnah that's talking about Shuvim, and then it becomes a Beferish Mishnah. But you could interpret it differently. But Zriya is a Beferish Mishnah, so you say that there's a lot to say. This is the big topic of whether Zochlin is Matar Shuvim. That's the name of the topic. But it's interesting, you mentioned, very good, you were Mechaving to the Maram Shik as well. Not only you were Mechaving to Rav Moshe, Rav Ruderman, Rav Nochem Rabinovich, the Maram Shik you were mechaving to, because Maram Shik says that maybe it's toloi on this shayla of zechila mimala mimem, because anyway it's only zechila mimem. The whole mikvah is not being zochel. Okay. So these are the two ways. Now the advantage of the zriya mikvah, the advantage of the zriya mikvah is that you see hashaka you can forget to pull the plug, right? But by Zriya, there's nothing to forget. Meaning, because if there's water, if the waters are coming from the both directions, so obviously if there's water here, you see they're not coming in from two different directions and you pull the plug. It's overflowing from the same thing. So of course it was already Hushak. But, you can make other mistakes. But from that mistake, and that's what the Chasam Sofer says, the balonim, they make mistakes, they forget to do the hashaka, they don't do a proper hashaka, this way you have the zriya, and the Milchas Yitzchak says that if you hold like those Rishonim, that zriya, that hashaka doesn't work to matar shuvim, so this certainly works. Now.
Well, practically, this probably would make the water quite dirty, since it's actually bringing all the rainwater into
the water. Yeah, right.
It's not as practical.
Right, so let me see. Now there's one more thing that we have to, and it's, there is a concept in halacha, it's a Mishnah and it's a Gemara in Yevamos, of Nosan Sa v'Notal Sa. If you look in the, it's a Mishnah here on page 13. Hayu Memsa Nosan Sa v'Notal Sa Hareza Kasha. So it means like this: you have mem saw, and then you put in a saw of no good, and you take out. So or is a kosher. So the Gemara says in Yevamos ad rov, he can keep doing this. So the Rosh and other Rishonim learn that this is talking about Meperis. Meperis is no good for tefillah. So what you can do is you can put Meperis in, and it's and a saw Meperis, and then you take a saw out. So you can keep doing it until you have rove, as long as you still have the rove Mei Geshamim there, then it's okay. Melson Sovinoto I rove. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. By Mei Peiros. But what about Mayim Shuvim? Mayim Shuvim says the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch. You can do that La'olam. You can nosen sarnotos, even though you're going to do it a million times, at the end of the day, there's not going to be any more real Geshamim left. But so what? It was all Nizra. And that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Nosen sar v'notol sar by Mayim Sheuvim is kosher l'olam v'ed. Take a look on page 20. Reish Aleph Chavdalid. I don't have time to answer questions now because I want to get in, because so I'll be happy to answer a different time, okay? And it makes sense because this is Nizra, and happens to be that the Rambam and the Ravid both learn the Mishnah by Mayim Shuvim also. Look at the Beferish Rambam, page 15. Mikveh sheyesh bo arba mesorim, kuvonos nosan sochem mayim sheuvim. Rambam writes Beferish, mayim sheuvim. So question is, so why? So some say maybe it's only a din de Rabbanon. The Ramban says the Beis Yosef Marisayin, but that's the Rambam and Ravid. And sure enough, The Shach, where's the Shach? On Samach Gimel, said we should be choshish for this Rambam and Ravid. So that means, so the Shach, again, on page 20, Samach Gimel, Das a Rambam, Mayim Shuvim and Rubo, Dafka Kosher. Amen? Kobach, Eroi Lachnis, Arosh Ben Amachlokas. And the Divrei Chaim says, well, we're going to use a mikveh that's mamish puzzle according to the Rambam and the Ravid. So again, if you're in the Shulchan Aruch world, you're good. Well, the Shulchan Aruch, so now, this makes the mikvahs complicated. Because the complexity of the mikvahs, see, if we would just be Shulchan Aruch Yidden, so we could do a Hashach HaKad Pami, we're good. Even if you leave the neck over, it doesn't matter. But if you're now in this new world of the Shach, of the Rambam and Ravid, who want that there should always be Chafal of Saw, of real Mei Geshamim, so how are you going to do it? The mikveh, like Zriya, you're going to lose it right away in Zriya. So the Beis Yosef says, well, no, because it's the only thing is Marisayim, so maybe the Marisayim is only if you do a Maisa Netila. So it looks like you're replacing the Mayim Shamim with Mayim Shuvim. So, but if it's just happening in Mele, so now that's the Beis Yosef says, and therefore it's. But if you look at, you learn the Sugya, it's not so posh. The Divrei Chaim thought, no, it's not necessarily just a Marisayim, it's a real din that you need. So that's the complicated. The complexity of mikvos today. We want the hole to be open, and yet we want our cake and eat it too. We want everything. We want the hole to be open, and we also want to have the original rainwater of 21 Tzav Mei Geshamim. So now, what do you do?
It has to be 21. There's
Once you have the whole pool of water,
you already have way more than rove of Mayim Shuvim.
No, but you want to have the shear, rove in the shear.
Oh.
So like Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg said, so the real pure way to do it is the Vishnitz way. We just do Megishamim. And then Mashik Megishamim to Megishamim. But obviously the old way was that they would only change it once a year. Now they do it once a week. But, you know, he told me, Rav Nachum Rosenberg, one of his friends, asked for a kula. You know, there's the Ramah that you're not supposed to take a woman's not supposed to take a shower before she's with her husband at the mikveh. So, but after she came out from such a mikveh, so from the Vishnitz mikveh of Nebrak, of one of them, so he was asking for a kula. So he said, you know, I'd rather give you the kula to go to a different mikveh. Okay, so the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe, says, I have an Eitzah. And this is the Rebbe Rashab's Eitzah, was to do Bor al Gabe Bor. Meaning, don't do Hashaka side by side. Make one cavity in the ground, put in 40 saw of Mei Geshamim, have the floor, put the Nekev in the floor, they put two Nekovim, and they put a bigger shear, tefach, whatever, then put the shuvim, which are heated, on top, and like Rabbi Baron Levine said, the heat rises, so then it won't be misari, hopefully, as much, and then you'll do a hashaka from top to bottom. Rainwater on the bottom, shuvim on top, that's called bor al gabi bor, that was the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rebbe Rashab's off to, as Rabbi Levine pointed out, was to solve this issue of Nosan Sovin Oposa. And Lubavitchers will go anything to get their mikvah. To get their mikvah, a bor al gabe bor. So this is the Rebbe Rashab. So it's great, the Rebbe Rashab. He had innovative, and it happens to be, as Rav Nachum Rosenberg reported, it's the easiest mikveh to build, because you don't have to make two cavities in the ground, you just make one. You don't have to have two separate bores, you have just one bore, and you put a zel gabe zel. That's it. So what became the controversy? Again, each of these things, the other share I'm giving is, there's a whole two, three hours on each of these, but just so you get the Rosh Prokim. There is a Mishnah in Taurus. Where's the Mishnah in Taurus? What page?
23.
Three lines on the bottom. Hanitzach v'hakatafras eino chibur. That katafras means a slope. Water on a slope is not a chibur. Water on a slope is not a chibur. So the Divrei Chaim was machadish. Pashup shat, water on a slope, means if you have water, rainwater, rushing down the mountain, and you have like two mikvos on the mountain, and they're not shalim, and you want to mitzarif them with the rainwater that's between the two of them, since it's rushing rainwater down, it's not mitar. So comes the Divrei Chaim and says, even he's machadish. No, water that's flowing, that's even on straight ground, is not a tziluf. The chiddush of katafras is even if the water is stagnant, but if it's katafras, it's ein chibur. So they want a taina that the Rebbe Rashab wanted to solve this problem to get the chumrah of the shach of Rav Rambam and Ravid, but he made a katafras. Because the biggest slope, is a 90 degree angle, and therefore maybe there's no chibur. So the pashtus is that katafras is only a problem when it's katafras is zochel b'katafras. That's the pashtus. The Divrei Chaim was mechadish this whole concept of katafras b'ashborim. That he was mechadish. He has many tshuvas. So many achronim. The Ibrahim Yosher and Meir Arik, I put it in the packet, I believe, but Meir Arik and others said no, and there's a stira in the Divrei Chaim itself in two different tshuvas, what he really meant. But some say he only meant if it's if it's like a tube, a pole, you know, you have, you know, the whole discussion of this Divrei Chaim was about the mikvah of the Nefesh Chaya. The Nefesh Chaya was dealt with a problem. The women didn't want to go to the mikvah because there was a Mayan, and to get to the Mayan, they had to go down like 100 steps. So that wasn't the most inviting thing for the women to have to, every time they had to go to the mikvah, to go down to all the way deep into this. So the Nefesh Chaya had this great idea. I'll build Mayim Shuvim on top. I'll put a pole, a tube of Mayim Shuvim, and it'll mechaber the tube to the Mayim on bottom, and the woman will just go on top. And the Nefesh Chaya said, that'll be great. To that, the Divrei Chaim responded, you puzzle a mikvah, it's puzzle min ha-Torah, it's no good, it's not a chibur. There's nothing, the water was contained, nothing was running. I mean, originally it was running, but then there's no place for it to go on, it's all contained. So the Imre Yosher of Me'arek and Moshe Feinstein, others say that the Divrei Chaim only puzzled when it's a katafris, that it's taking the water out of its natural teva. In other words, it's directing the water in a certain way through a silon, and that. But if it's just a floor, then even the Divrei Chaim would think it's okay. That's a question, because there's another tshuva in the. So what mikvos today, they do everything. So what they do is like this: they do a hashaka, they do a zriya, both, and the bor. Hashaka, they do bor al gabe bor, but not underneath the bor tvila. They do a bor al gabe bor min hatzad. How? What do you gain from that? Because, so some want to point out, the Rash writes in Perek Vav Mishnah Ches that, you see, if the Rashab is wrong, right, so then we're left with a psul d'oraisa, according to Ramah, of rubo kulo shov. And if it really is a katafras, I think Pashtus does not, but if it really is, then you try to do a chibur to machshir a psul d'oraisa of rubo kulo shov that's in your bor tefila, right? But if you make it menatzad, so that's not the, so then menatzad, the issue is going to be, in other words, so you can have like this, you can have a hashaka zemitzadzeh, which is fine. Take care of your. The only question is, you want to be mekayim the chumrah of the Rambam and the Ravid, so you'll have hashaka from menatzad, and then underneath the hashaka, you'll have another hashaka bor al gabe bor. And so even though the water changed from the top bor hashaka, and it's an osan sof and not osan sof, that maybe according to many, it's only psul the rabbanim. And the Rash of Perek Vav Halacha Mishnah Ches says that Efshar, that by a Sul Derabonon Katafras Habichim. But if you do it underneath the Bor, you do it underneath the Bor Tvila, then you're dealing with a question of a Daraisa. So it could be that the Divrei Chaim, could be that the whole Divrei Chaim is Mechudish there. Could, you know, I tell people they can use a Chabad Mekvah L'Chatchila. Because the Divrei Chaim itself is a chiddush, and even if you want to say like the Divrei Chaim, it's not so poshut that he said it just by a floor, even though there's one place that's mashur that he did. So we do this. So the question is, but Chabad they want their bor agabe bor, and they don't want a menatzad. They want the bor agabe bor underneath. So recently, one Rav came to me and asked me, he's building a new mikveh, should he allow it? So some say, do like this. Put a bor al gabe bor underneath the bor tefillah and do another hashakim and atzad, so then it should be good according to everybody. And that was you look here, and that's what this Chabad person wanted this Rav to do. And I told this Rav not to do it, because it's going to cause so much machloikas. You see, because the Chabad was only one person, the Chabad, in the community. You know, but there were so many fights about it. Even Bor Gabi Bor, when there was a Hashakam Min Hatzad, the Helmutzer still was very opposed to it, because he held that katafras is a din zechila, so it's considered, and even though, so therefore even though it's menatzad, and it's interesting, like Chabad dafka want that. So the question is, did you build when you're a rav in a community? You have to see, are you gonna like if, to what are you gonna give into, you know, if you want to just build a Chabad mikvah, but if you're a community, they're also yeshivish people, so. It could be, you know, you have to figure out the politics and everything, how to make everyone happy. You know, there's a tshuva that's just on page 42 in the Masoros Moshe Chelek Beis, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, he tells a story. Rabbi Naiman from Chafetz Chaim, b'shlichus shel Rav Henoch, tziltzel alai, v'achaka tziltzel Rav Mendelsohn. This is Rav Baruch Pesach Mendelsohn's father, shehu harav hashoyel. He was then the Rav in New Haven. Now he's in the other place in Connecticut, in New Haven. So that was the question, that the Chabad wanted Dafka Chabad and the Satmar didn't want, so could they build so Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand why somebody would pasal even Menhatzah. But he doesn't realize that, yeah, the people who want to pasal, even, I don't necessarily agree with them, but... There was a big mikveh in Miami Beach that was a whole big fight. There was a bor gabei bor and a hashak min hatzad, and still the whole world was crazy about this. So okay, so that's the discussion here. So okay, now I can take a question or two. So then I have to go to my son's graduation.
Yeah. How much is the saw?
Okay, you'll look it up. How much? That's just okay. Yeah.
The maisa. What's the cheapest kosher mikvah you can get? Like, is that just a
borah
shakar? Is it
no? The best way, like Reb Nachum Rosenberg, is to build a Chabad mikvah. It's the easiest way, cheapest, easiest. As Reb Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, was you only have to have one cavity in the ground. It's a great way. He calls it the bulletproof mikvah, Reb Nachum Rosenberg, because it's simple, very simple, and you know, and most hold it's fine. That was the mikvah of the Rashab. And yeah.
What about filtering the water?
Yeah, filtering the water is a discussion whether that's zechila, and we're not gonna have time now. But you can come to me and we can discuss.
Ramosha thought that the Divrei Chaim really wouldn't possible.
That he felt that the Divrei Chaim was only talking about a zechila, like the Meir Yosher said.
So the Divrei Chaim wasn't addressing at all the
Chabad. Right, the Rebbe Rashab is mikvah.
Okay.
The Alter Rebbe has a different mikvah. Rav Shechter, when he says over this, sometimes calls it the Alter Rebbe's mikvah, but it's really not the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe had mikvah with something else. The Alter Rebbe's mikvah was about taking a kli and making a hole to make an ois kli and then doing it. Yeah, it's a different thing.
Is there anything that could happen to the Bor Tefillah that would hassle it once you have either Hashakar or Bor Avigdor or Israel, whatever you have, cashing it? The Bor Tefillah itself.
The Bor Tefillah, you mean you could have Zechila and you could have...
And then
sometimes, like Reb Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, when they clean it out, they get the guy to mop up the floor, right? And then he dries the floor before they put in the new thing. There's another more to report that once in a while there could be a crack in the floor, and water could collect underneath there, and you could have gimelugin of his mop water, which is shuvim, which came in before the mayim shuvim, and so that's a possible.
There's no crack if the floor is wet.
Right, but usually they're gonna dry it up. But the chiddush is sometimes even if they dry it, there's nothing else that was saying that there could be some water underneath that could be. Because if gimelugim mayim shuvim pasul the mikvah, if you don't have 40 saw make a shaman, and gimelugim mayim shuvim came in before you have the 40 saw, then it pasul. No, any. I mean, this lady, you're gonna. It depends on how you're gonna do it. Depends on how. I'll talk to you more about it. But. Okay, I'd like to thank Rabbi Stein for inviting me to share Divrei Torah. I thank him very much. I thank you all. It was a pleasure spending the shiurim here. And feel free if you see me in the street or in the base medrash or wherever you want to speak more about these inyanim, I'd be happy to speak to you. And if anyone wants to come to the other shiur, we're up to shiur 19, and the longer version of this. Because so, yeah, I have to run to the graduation. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay.